All right, what up, everybody? First of all, we want to say happy holidays and all that good stuff.
Happy it's the Brick K
crew. First of all, the second shot, the Brick. Brick! Brick, Brick! Got a shot of effing in the glass. Let's do it. All
right.
Boogie D.
Miss Boo.
DJ Sir Thorough.
Thorough.
I ain't on these tables right now.
Bro. So, first and foremost, man, if you've already checked out the previous other episodes of the Brick K podcast, we appreciate that.
Shouts out to you.
Right now, we one member down, but he'll show up when he get here. That's the guy that likes to smoke a lot, so he don't have a good sense of timing when it's time to record these things.
That's normal.
Y'all will get to know him.
That is A+. So let's get right into it. I want to kind of breeze past this as fast as we can, because I want to get to something called dildos and Miss Poop.
Oh my God. So you really didn't do that.
So that's the tease that is coming.
Oh, God.
So let's get through this.
This whole thing.
Let's get through the Kanye situation.
But you had a good little topic, too, but we'll get to that.
You know, Kanye, because we're all on the radio. So, you know, we have to take what Kanye said in Sacramento somewhat with a grain of salt, but also realize that he was telling the truth on some things in his opinion, because that's Kanye. So, you know, did we see and hear, because we wasn't at the Sacramento concert, but we did watch I wouldn't even call it the rant, I'll call it the meltdown, the one that kind of just really ended it all, ended the tour,
right?
Got him in the hospital. Did we see a guy that's been depressed and having mental issues for years now finally come to a head?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think there's really something wrong with dude. Because he's been doing a lot of complaining. Then remember, he was asking for money.
Is he soft?
I don't think he's soft. I think he's just not right.
Not right. Or does he, like, I'm going to be real. I said something about Kanye when he did that 808 Heartless album.
But I'm saying everything goes back to when his mama passed.
I was just about to say that. Everybody's been saying that. I don't agree. I feel like it's been a minute. I feel like he got his grieving out. Sorry if he has not, but I really think that he just has mental issues.
But when you lose somebody close, sometimes you ain't never back the same person that you were.
I didn't know his mom.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm not going to go there. I don't know his mom. So I don't want to speak on that. What I'm going to say is my limited interactions about Kanye. I got about 3 Kanye stories. One was when he did a listening party for one of his albums at XM Satellite Radio in D.C. Another where it was at somewhere on the Watch the Throne tour, and then the St. Pablo tour in Chicago. Every interaction, and there was a conference call I was on with Kanye and other Radio 1 programmers. Every interaction with Kanye, it's always been about Kanye.
Of course.
And he seemed to be always super arrogant, super into himself, super wanted to be acknowledged that he was the greatest entertainer to ever live because he believes in his art. I'm not mad at him for believing his art. He's got gigantic balls when it comes to believing in his art.
Right.
Yeah, but you know artsy what I mean? People are very weird and they can be a little on the edge. They're very sensitive about their work and about their lives, and I can see where he's got mental issues. Because, I mean,
now, like, mental?
I mean,
is it really mental? Like,
well, see, and I hate
mental,
saying it.
Is it mental? Because I'm going to say this, and this is what Thorough did. Let me finish. Around an 808 album, I said Kanye's soft. He's soft because he believes
he's
in
sensitive.
Love. And when you believe in love, but you keep finding the wrong girls to fall in love with, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you soft because you believe in love?
No, I said when you keep finding the wrong girls to be in love with, a la Amber Rose, a la Kim Kardashian.
But you say he's soft because he believes in
that. Well,
you
I do think
because, yeah,
he's sensitive.
Let me get this out so thoroughly understand what I'm saying. And people listening can understand what I'm saying. He made an entire album about his ex, right? I'm like, yo, money, you're soft because you're in hip-hop. And the one thing that we can dispute, because Miss Poole's here or not, hip-hop's about machismo. Always has been, always will be. All right? Second of all, you supposed to be the Don, smashing chicks all around the world. You don't make an album about a chick. You're soft. First of all. Then the Amber Rose thing happens. Where did you find Amber Rose? On a pole, in the lines, in Philly. Take off the pole, take around the world, all of it. And you find out, hey, she's still a stripper, homie. Then what do you do? Oh, now you want to go get with Kim Kardashian, who been with Ray J. Who was the football player? She was
Reggie
with
Bush.
Reggie Bush, and then the Chris, basketball Chris dude.
Whatever.
Ray J got on camera sucking nut and all that, right? Boom, now you're going to wait. How many guys probably looked at Kanye's like, yo, ain't she supposed to be from the south side of Chicago? And you over here wifing this nut hugger that's on film?
He said he had to take 30 showers after being with Amber Rose to get with Kim.
But he married Kim Kardashian.
Like, are you freaking kidding
me? So what I'm saying is, a lot of the rants that we heard dealt with Jay-Z and Beyonce sound like they never accepted his significant other, never accepted the fact that he has a child, now number two by her. Right. And he's soft about that. He's soft that his music isn't resonating probably with the millennials as he would like. I think people people mess with Kanye, but the millennials that are into today's hip hop ain't running to him. You know, when Future did that thing about Diddy, don't bring that old nigga to my dressing room, he was speaking about Kanye too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it ain't really hardcore, but I'm just thinking about the things like when he was with Paparazzi and he did like backlashes with them. I do think he's sensitive. I think he might have a small case of bipolarness, and I also think that he probably is upset that he's just not on top of the world of the music game. I think Kanye, you up there, but I think he just wants it all, and he don't got it.
The Cola line is whack. Let's call it what it is, man. That Cola line is horrible, and people are overpaying. Them sneakers is garbage, B.
Dang!
I'd rather have a pair of Starbursts.
I'd rather get rob a
I mean, I like a couple pairs of sneakers he got.
Yeah, whatever. Give me some Starbursts, B.
Because the clothes looks like it's homeless people. They got damn holy shirts and bummy swag, literally.
Wow.
He bragged different.
He bragged different.
I guess people listening are going to say, y'all just dragging Kanye. Y'all dragging
He's a good,
man.
Cool, he's cool artist. I mean, I've never been his number one fan, but I like some songs from him. That's it.
I mean, he a Gemini, dog. Come on.
Which are freaking bipolar.
Come on, man.
That's
like,
the
come
case.
On. That
That's
explains
the case right
it.
There.
He's what? Still a regular person. He's a Gemini, and he be flipping out.
No, man.
Man, I swear. No.
Okay, you know what? This whole Kanye thing is real.
That's just schizophrenia.
Because Ray J took advantage of the Kanye thing and dropped this famous record with Brown where they talking about all the chicks they smashed. And he talking reckless about this dude's wife. Right? I think you really got to acknowledge the fact that Kanye West married into a strange-ass family. People don't really respect his wives. When I say people, I'm talking about people that are a major influence, and people not just with money, but people I think Kanye wants that respect from that from these peers, and they kind of look at him like, yeah, we kind of like you, but
your wife gotta go.
You not bring her
right.
To the your party. Wife's a nasty.
Yeah, like so. Some people may burn the glasses after Kim Lee. I don't want to
wash that shit.
Wow.
Just throw it away.
We'll get something. We'll buy some more.
That's crazy. Y'all wrong, man. Y'all saying she don't belong?
No, what I'm saying is
she. Okay. No, she don't belong.
Okay, you can't be nasty and not belong. You can be a freak and belong.
We're not.
You can climb your way up.
Okay.
If the dudes allow it, from this dude to this dude to this dude.
Hey, look.
To that one.
Hey, look, I'm going to be respectful with it. We're not supposed to see Michelle and Barack's bedroom game. We're not supposed to see it. So when you see it and you know about it, you can Google it. I guess cats would say, that ain't the one you marry. You can have fun with her, don't marry her.
But didn't she sell the tape?
According to Ray J, she signed the dotted line first.
So would you?
She signed it.
You showed up with Mimi and said, "Bug, I'm walking the aisle with Mimi." I'm like, "No, you're not, Thurl. I can't let you do it, homie.
Can't let me do it.
Can't do it with the shower rod, dude.
Hey,
nah, you ain't walking the aisle with her."
What if he love her though?
There ain't no color scheme left in the palette.
I love her, man.
She can't wear white.
I love him.
Right.
I love
when
him.
When you whip, dog, hey, watch me whip.
And shower. Now watch me that. When you that sound up. Like game might be on okay, point.
But then you can't get mad if cats keep clowning you or airing
well,
you
out. Well, dudes fall out with their homies over chicks that whip them. Like,
exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Oh, Lord.
They, I like Jay-Z, like, Kanye.
You saying Jay was whipped?
No, Jay was just like my...
Oh, okay. Let me be real.
This is exactly what I think what happened. Let's go to the Carter bedroom. Around the time Kanye was like, he's really going to walk the aisle with her. And Jay-Z was like, well, we got to get ready for this wedding.
Right.
Right.
And B was like,
did they show up?
B, no, because B was like,
this is not really going to
do this. No, this is what she said. Quote, verbatim.
Okay.
I don't want my brand associated with
nah,
her brand.
Nah, she ASAP, dog. He's talking
I don't want to be in no pictures.
She was like, you really want to go there, Jay?
You know, she's like, and she said, I don't want Blue in no photos with any of their kids. I don't want my brand associated with that brand.
Man.
It brings my brand down.
It's definitely
we invited to the White House,
man.
Sean. We can't, I mean, you know, I just, we
not
can't
Sean.
Do that.
Sean.
Sean, we can't, really can't. I just don't feel comfortable.
It's two different brands. Woo.
And you know, and then Jay-Z always say, hey, let me text him right now. Hey, yeah, I forgot, man. I got this thing I can't get out of the way.
Like, seriously, like, it's definitely two different levels. Like, I feel like Kim Kardashian's at the height of that reality level.
That's still a CD level compared to Beyonce and Hope.
Hell yeah. So, that's like you said, that shit shouldn't mix. It shouldn't at all. It's not on the same... No, it ain't. No. I could not see Beyonce hanging out in no Black China motherfucking baby shower. No shit like that.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
It's not fucking happening.
So how do you feel if that's your boy and you, your man and your man's wife is like, I don't want to at my table.
I mean, I tried and told him.
Y'all gonna fall, like you said, you're gonna fall out. Because then Ye gotta protect his wife. His girl,
right.
And be like, yo, they ain't really effing with us.
So he ain't coming to the Brickade. He going somewhere else.
You know, so after
Sunday.
A while.
You know what I'm saying?
But then to watch the... So it's like, I get where Ye has been struggling with the fact that that's another part of the problem. And so
right.
What we were seeing on this San Pablo tour is all this dirt coming out because he put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then Ray J's still being... Ray J's on Love & Hip Hop. You got
Ray
to
J,
deal with that, son. Ray J's on Love & Hip Hop.
Ray J came with that heat.
But that was the only way.
You a rat and your man Mickey Mouse.
But let me let you understand something about Ray J.
All right, break it down.
He really doesn't have anything going on right now, so he has
are
to.
You, are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm talking about he got his business ventures and all that, but I'm saying he has to stay relevant at some point in time. That's the way the music industry is now.
Man, Ray
you
J
gotta stay
shit.
Relevant. You get what I'm saying? So, if it ain't nothing else to do, why not? I mean, the song was recorded way before
shit.
That, so it was just the perfect
that's
time to drop
saying.
It.
He hit that shit. I don't care what
yeah,
it
but
was.
You
of course
right,
he
you,
did that.
But, okay.
I mean, it's proof out there.
Man.
Okay. If you haven't heard the Famous record, please hear it so you can understand the context of what we're talking about. That wasn't a record. That was a personal attack. Like, when Pac dropped Hit Him Up, Big wanted to kill him. Because... You talking about hitting my wife. You say
you be a
wife.
Player, but I your wife.
That ain't a line. That's fight. You know when you say that in the booth, and then everybody put the headphones down, everybody put the weed down, and the girls that you tell the chick to shut up, shut up, lady.
Right.
Yo, you sure you want to do this beat? There was a conversation. Even Breezy was like, you sure you want to do this? Cause this ain't gonna go
well.
Let's
see Chris Brown going down with it, which is why I'm curious to know what he going through. If he feel like, damn, bro, why you put this song out at this time? Cause now it's gonna look like I'm in this shit.
I don't think Breezy can, cause Breezy gonna say I ain't say it. But and that's sure. Breezy's line. Breezy can say I didn't hear it, I ain't say it, cause you don't have to be in the studio at the same time.
Yeah,
I definitely know Ray J's people when he spit the rhyme. That was one of them times when the party in the studio stopped. Hey, ladies, leave. We got to talk. Because this is like, hey, you know if you put this out, this ain't a record. This dude
yeah.
got it. This dude, if he's a man, he got to come see you, son.
Oh.
If he really about that Southside Chicago, he got to come
he's
see
like,
you, son. Are you prepared to be eating your blueberry muffin, having your latte on Crenshaw, and up comes the yay. Ready to throw down.
Kanye ain't finna fight nobody.
He got to.
He gonna get his ass twirled.
You got to. Like, how do you not, as a man, like, at this point, that's disrespect. Or you least gotta let them know.
I ain't even gonna lie. Honestly, in my womanly world, I feel like Kanye and Ray J is the same type of motherfuckers. Like, they both clowns.
Wow.
That's just my opinion.
She said it. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you now.
I feel like Kanye is less clown of Ray J, but they're both on the same sensitive, like, level, like, corny level.
I don't believe, I'm not gonna say I believe that. What I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna use me as an example. There's certain things I don't want my son to ever ask me, and I feel like it compromises my manhood. And if somebody made a record about the Queen and called her a rat and all this other kind of, she's famous because, you know, that person, she had that person's dick in their mouth and all that.
Ooh, Lord.
And my son was like, yo, what did you do, Pops? I don't want to be sitting in the chair. Well, I just let it go, son. I was the bigger man. Nah, I went to go see that dude. And either he whooped my ass or I whooped his ass.
Damn, North don't get old and she, I'm like,
I mean, oh, you disagree with great.
As a daughter, you do not want to see your fucking mother doing no shit.
I'm not them type of cat. So yes, it's like,
don't you, I will call you out on this. I will air you out right here, Thurl.
About what?
Thurl.
What are you going to do?
There was some dudes on YouTube. We didn't even know.
Okay, all right.
He went to go find them.
All right, but what I'm saying.
Oh, you said he went to the hood. Was like,
I'm telling you, that's
dude?
What I'm saying. Like, they not like me because I'm not used to talking about it.
Right.
I'm not used to, I ain't finna make no song about you. Or I'm not finna get on social media and tell you I'm coming for you. It's a whole different ballgame.
Hell yeah, because you didn't mix this shit thinking that this is my life and that ain't my life. This is my life right here.
So if you come for me like that, it's a whole nother ballgame.
I'm not gonna retaliate how you probably gonna retaliate. Right. You probably gonna retaliate on some web shit. I'm gonna retaliate on some real life.
But you ain't gonna be able to record shit.
Right.
Something is gonna be wrong. Like, it's gonna be a problem.
I'm telling you, man, that shit is crazy. I like we talked about earlier, I don't know how Princess feels about this, which is Ray J's wife now. When he said, I got a badass wife and I'm happy now. That's what he said. Princess Love, she is just a fashion designer. I don't really know if she was a stripper
was
or anything
on a
like that. Yeah, she's on Love & Hip Hop LA. I heard that she used to mess with Floyd Mayweather.
See?
So, but, like, I don't know. I know, for me, I would feel like, why do you gotta go do a damn song about somebody you didn't fuck with? Like, what type of feelings do you still got for her?
None. I don't think he got any feelings for her. I think what Ray J was like, you put my name in your situation, you brought it back up, it's open season.
Man, look. You go and you get to doing a song because you say you goddamn me mad because they together. Why are you even worried about them? We just got married. Are you fucking kidding me? And you trying to put yourself in this situation with them again? Like, you feel some type of way. I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Maybe
I
Kim agree. Got that good. I don't know.
I agree.
Clearly. Well,
maybe her Kegel's on point.
I'm going to take a shot of effing on that.
Mr. Goddamn Late himself is in the building.
All right, well, I guess on the Kanye thing, it's a wait and see. He's got to get out the hospital, and then we'll have part three of this, see how he reacts if he comes out.
We're going to see what's going to happen.
If he's still spazzing on, he's on some more contrite shit, you know, we'll see what happens on that.
I'm curious to know.
Well, let's talk about something that we teased earlier, dildos and Miss Pooh.
Bad.
Plus.
That's a hell of a way to walk in.
Right. Miss Pooh.
Wait, motherfucker.
So, we were watching the new episode of Love & Hip Hop, and they got Snoop that was on The Wire, there, and she's got the Slimmy from Chicago that moved to New York to be with her, and in her introduction interview, she says, I'm not gay, but I'm gay for Snoop. So, it was like, so you just went gay for Snoop. And just out of the blue, Miss Pooh just happened to admit she went gay for a year. How does that happen?
Girls can do that.
How?
Oh, thank you, Plus.
First off, you know that's So Hood from Real Chance of Love, right?
No.
Oh, I gotta look that back up because I really thought she looked familiar. But that's, you know, so they all be rotating this reality shit. So, man, I was like,
I already knew it was fake.
So Hood.
So that was, I guess, her way of like, use a wrestling term, kayfabe, in the storyline.
Damn.
That's how she going gay for Snoop because she already been on a VH1 show before.
Get it?
Oh, so she was trying.
No, she was like, you know, trying to get picked by One of them dudes.
Chance and Real.
Real. Okay, RIP one of them, right?
Yeah, RIP to Real. Okay. RIP to Real.
I want him died.
Yeah, Real died with the long hair. Yeah, he died like last year.
But let's get back to you being gay.
Let's get back to you being gay. Damn.
You can't help. This is the topic right now.
He said, let's get back to
where we are.
Plus, because another drink. I need another drink.
Because nobody know between Plus, Thorough, and Boogie D, we can't say we went gay for Tyrone and then come back. Okay? So how is it that you was in a full-fledged relationship with a woman? And you admitted to that. So we won't talk about that. Like, yeah. I mean, so you say you strictly dickly, but for a year you were not.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I found out what I guess a lot of guys feel is the bitch was crazy. And
I don't want to hit crazy. How did you say, yo, let's get to bed. You ain't got no ding-a-ling, but I'm down anyway.
I don't know. It was like my birthday or something. Some bullshit like that.
See? And didn't get away with that. Was you drinking?
Yeah.
Bingo. So you got turned.
Fuck yeah.
You had a drunk smash with a woman and you just kept it going for
it wasn't no one time deal. In a year? It wasn't no one time.
No,
it was like that one Katy Perry song. Yeah. Let's say it.
Oh, right. I kissed a girl.
But you gotta understand this. In her defense.
Yes.
In her defense, women are beautiful.
Yes.
Like, yes, they women, are.
Like,
and naturally free.
Okay, so if one woman is attracted to another woman, I could kind of get that because women are beautiful.
They're about
five. Oh, so here it is.
What?
So finally, women have a double standard that's unique to their own. They're always saying men have a double standard.
No, it ain't a double standard. It's selfish. It's selfish.
Damn. No. Selfish. Here we fucking go. No.
You can't be selfish. It's a double standard because you and I cannot participate.
I'm not with that. I was about to say, on Insecure, they got a storyline right now about bruh who's somebody he got head 8 years ago, but he ain't gay. Bruh.
Come on, dog.
Hey, I'm not here to shame nobody. But I just don't operate like that.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Those different rules.
What's his name out there?
We were saying it earlier. Like,
so I need to know who it is.
That's what we were saying earlier. Like, you can't. I could never date a guy that said, now I'm sorry. I hate this double standard shit. But I cannot date a guy that said, yeah, I dated this dude for about a year. You know what I'm saying? We was in love and shit. But you know, I ain't gay no more, though. I ain't fucking with
you. No dude can say that.
Ask these questions. Is it more so about what's out there, and I say quote unquote out there, as far as like maybe what you could not contract, or just period, just morals?
I don't know. I think what the question is.
I don't want to be sensitive to the subject.
Okay, here's what we're saying.
People offended already.
We're not gay bashing nobody.
Damn.
This America, son.
We're not gay bashing nobody. What we're saying is no man can just say, yo, I was in the club, I met Ralph.
As a woman, I'm not going to date you.
So I got
you
with Ralph, and then you know, I went back.
As a woman, I'm not going to date you. No.
But you were in a relationship.
That's what I'm trying to get to. How did you go from strictly dickly to you can bring the strap?
Well, I was one of those girls that was just playing on some playful shit, and me and the girl actually started talking, and I actually really started liking her, and like I loved her, and we literally evolved into a relationship, and we was together for like a year and a half. Yeah. Wow. And so
let's get to some real shit. Let's make this podcast pop tonight.
This shit crazy, y'all.
So like, how did you feel about it? Because you was like the chick and she was like the dude.
Right. She was like,
she was young and man.
But you know what? She wasn't like that. Okay. Like, she was still a little girly. Like, she was like a tomboy.
Okay.
She was like a tomboy, but she wasn't like, she thought she was a dude.
She ain't fixed cars.
Right, she ain't fixed cars. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't rob banks.
She still like, you know, she still like to do her hair.
White beaters everywhere.
Right, exactly. With no more fucking ball. Like, she still wore a ball. Right
there. Let me go hook this car right now.
But how did you feel?
But
let me ask you this. How did you feel, though, on the
You mean that gut?
Did you tell your family you were dating them?
After a while, like, she started coming around a lot, and like my family kind of got that feeling.
I'm sorry.
And then the fucked up part is when she did some crazy shit, like she keyed my car. That's when it all fucking blew up. Like,
hold on, she keyed your car when you tried to pull away or something else?
Yeah, like I did some crazy shit.
You tried to pull away, she keyed your car.
I know what happened.
I did some crazy shit. She came and keyed my shit.
You know what happened?
It was a cat fight.
You know what happened?
It was a girl.
Who went and got some dick?
a girl fight. No, I really wasn't cheating on her. No, I was not cheating on her.
Who got some dick?
No, I was insecure and jealous as fuck.
Every 6 months, so like,
she was moving on you.
She was, yeah, I thought she was doing some crazy shit, so I did some crazy shit. And then she retaliated on my ass.
This even better. Was it crazy shit with another woman?
Nah, it was some crazy shit like trying to fuck her life up.
Like, what, give her bad credit?
Damn near.
Well, you know.
What kind of...
Don't even drop off
on this person. Shit is this?
Oh, I was like, yeah,
that's why I don't even want to go there, dog.
I always say just do shit that's not gonna fuck your life up, but that's gonna fuck their life up, and just temporarily, not no shit that's gonna like kill.
So you was head over heels and
yeah, I loved her. Like,
so you
yes.
was willing to be gay forever.
I thought I was. I really did. I thought I was gonna be together.
It's like an album title.
I swear.
So what made you go back? Like, what made you come?
So what
made you come back to the light?
What was the first dude to give you some dick? And he was like, I'm home.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, she didn't put that information out there, dog.
Looking for a tea, like, oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie, I can't even remember. But I do know that was the end of our relationship when she keyed my car. My mama found out. I felt like... oh shit, God is watching me.
It was both. The morality came out. The morality.
It was two things.
Yeah. It was the crazy shit conversion on her, and also the morality.
Exactly. So we call, you know what we call that, right? You was on a mission. That's what we call when you
go on a
mission and then come back. But
yeah.
Once again, double standard here. Women are entitled to that. Once again,
they go on a mission.
I feel like, and you know what it's sad, because I feel like every woman has had it, or I feel like people expect for every woman to have had an experience with another woman, whether it be big or small. And I do say to this day, like, you know, I don't regret it at all. Like, I got mine out. If this,
she sense. Got hers,
but you can go.
Like, yeah, exactly.
No, that's cool with me. That happens as long as it offsets the dude double standard. Y'all can't get mad at that shit. And that's cool.
But it don't offset the dude.
Okay, wait. Okay, so let's keep it 100 on this Brick Cake podcast. There's somebody in our crew that has done it. Just ain't never told nobody.
What?
What?
Percentages wise, we'll tell you. Somebody in your crew game,
bruh. I believe that. Yeah, because I can. I mean, when I look at the whole, when I look at my whole crew, I be like, I try to pick them out. I be like, if he around too long,
don't say no names right now.
I'm not saying no names ever.
Clearly, don't even know that name,
because we can't bring this back.
Nah, dog.
Transparency, man. We in the transparency era. You gotta be.
Transparency plus.
Live your truth, man. Be who you want to be. Exactly. What did AJ say? Be who you want to be.
You just quoted Ray J. I'm good.
He called Ray J.
Ray J.
I'm telling you,
that
is
him.
He done made a motherfucking hit.
Ray J. a legend.
Ray J. got a
legend.
Ray J. is a legend.
Why are we talking about Kim Kardashian again?
I mean, how is that a legend though?
Died twice and came back.
I mean, compared to what though?
Doesn't matter.
He's a Ray what? J. Okay.
He is the halo above the Kardashian family.
He turned out rich chicks.
On reality shows, right?
No, before the reality era. Look, here's what I understand what Plus is saying. Ray J turned out rich chicks. Kim Kardashian family.
What is Ray J?
No, this is what I'm saying.
What is his profession?
No, this is what I'm saying.
Pimp.
But let's be real about this. Anybody can, if he went to and found her in Compton, South Central LA, and turned out a hood chick, nobody would care. Ray J has turned out chicks with money. Chicks family that is doing it. He's like, yo, I got rich chicks doing gutter shit. Yo, that's a legend, B. And then not only that, got them aired out and got famous off of it. Like, yo,
And still fucking flipping it.
I almost feel like a celebrity
promoter. Every few years, man.
He's a celebrity promoter. Like, you want to get high, go eat with Ray J. You know what I'm saying? And also, too, what has he done? He's shifted the whole narrative. A whole generation ago, he was Brandy's brother. Now Brandy's Ray J's sister.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Ain't that Brandy's brother?
And somebody younger than us, though, for real. Somebody's 20 years old?
Wow.
21?
Wow.
They know Ray J more than they know Brandy.
Wow.
Okay.
I respect Brandy.
But I think Brandy went the gay too. We just gotta find out who she went the gay with.
Damn.
I respect Brandy.
Who? I think Brandy gay too.
No, because actually, you know what? This is the most interesting conversation because now I'm really, really sitting around thinking because, like, we all got crew. I'm like, damn, who went the gay and then came back?
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Like, who went the gay and came back?
I already thought about it, dog. I know my crew. I'd be like, man, look.
But see, that's the.
I wouldn't be surprised. Look, I played a I wouldn't be surprised game if this dude. Damn. If I heard about this dude, right?
But see, that's the crazy part about it because, like you said, women kind of have that, like they that's already do it. But like men, I don't know. That shit crazy.
I feel like
everybody pressures men. Like if you've done it once, you can never go back. Like.
A dude can't say he went gay
and came back.
Came back. You can't do that with the homies, man. That's
like losing your virginity.
No, you can either be gay and it's cool or don't. Like, exactly. Like with a guy, God can accept a gay guy. All
right,
you gay, cool.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Right. Exactly. But
you can't say, yo, that 1 year. Like, huh? What the, you mean for 12 months you were just in another world?
Y'all remember Chris Rock Bring the Pain comedy special? I watched this way too young when I was a kid. When he had
it messed you up for life.
No, it's a great quote. It's a problematic quote. But he was like, what do you say when you want the tall salad or the electric chair? He's like, so where do you plug it in?
So I have a question. So how do y'all feel about entertainers like that though?
Very tolerant, man. I respect all people, man, but you know, it's cool, like, you know, hey. That's just my personal.
But how do you feel about entertainers that do like dress up as women, play gay parts and plays and all that?
That's what they look. I'm not gonna say in front. I know a lot of rich dudes that don't tell me a lot of wild stories. I mean,
I'm telling you, these dudes be getting their money from me, motherfucker.
But here's what I'm gonna say that, you know, there's levels to this thing.
Levels.
And if you are a person that the opposite sex loves, that means all sexes love you. So that means that people that don't have to fight hard to get sex,
right?
They have very abnormal sex lives because they're approached a lot. Like one of the girls I used to date back in the day that went to South State University. You know what I'm saying? She's a Zeta and all that. You know, she told me when she went the gay. It's because she gets hit on by women and men. And finally, this one chick just wore her down. She's like, all right, whatever. Let's just find out about it. So I kind of can get that. And when I take some head. You know? And somebody said,
that's what she like. That's what she was like.
I know.
She was like, you know what? It ain't gonna hurt.
Nah.
It ain't gonna hurt.
Nah, dog.
Clear it up.
I'm going off of your story. I'm telling you what she said.
What I'm just basically saying is.
Man.
What I'm basically saying is. I know, you know, some rappers that have hit women are almost on every continent on this planet. And they have literally, I have never heard but two men in my entire life that have said they got tired of pussy. Like, straight up.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Like, dude, take a break. Now, I ain't gonna say no names when we're on a podcast and all that. And I don't wanna be crazy. But hear me when I tell you, they were some of the biggest hip-hop artists ever. And women loved them. And it wasn't about doing no wow. It was just like, after a while, you can't have... They were naming quadruples. They was like, yo, it went beyond threesomes. It got to the point where it was like, yo, man, just like the buffet. You can't get sick of the buffet. You can't get full. And like, I'm good. Because if you can fulfill every fantasy, then what's the next thing is to come up with shit you never thought about. Right? You get perverted.
Damn. I ain't never thought of it like that. But that shit is crazy. But it ain't always about sex. Like, I literally grew an attachment to my girlfriend, whatever the fuck you want to call her.
So, who's your girlfriend? Yeah. You gay for you.
I mean, like, it's an emotional.
You know how this
is. But this is why I understand people who be like, you know, they make it seem less than what it is because it's really not a sexual thing. Like, when you love people, no, seriously, like, when you love people, like, because I loved her as a person, it was totally different because we didn't even do none of that until a long time after we was even talking. So it was like, more like a literally a person thing. It like was on her
vibe. Sexual activity early in the game. Look,
it was, it wasn't.
It was like, in her vibe.
She straight made me wait like, type shit. So
she's like, come on, get she made you wait?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that was, she got gay.
You was open like that?
Damn. I mean, I wasn't open. I was like,
you was ready? The first one that was ready?
I don't know. Shit.
She was like,
I don't remember. I just know that she made me wait.
My mama got a name for you, Jezebel.
Damn. Looking at
all this came about because we was in the studio at the radio station talking, and then Miss Pooh said she could understand because if Young and May walked in, and we was like, "What?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can walk in. It ain't gonna make me feel no type of way."
And I was
Young
trying
and May and Snoop on the same like, they do the same thing for you or not?
But see, that's what I'm saying, like. I kind of felt, that's what I was saying, I felt where the girl came from off of Love of Hip Hop because she was like, I'm only gay for this person. Like, I don't feel like I would fuck with them, but I would probably flirt with them.
What is it? What's the curiosity factor?
She said the swag.
I don't know. The swag.
That's her level of swag. You said flirt. I'm not flirting with Maxwell.
It's selfish.
But once again, this goes to the double standard.
Yeah, like, I just want to see.
Women acknowledge that double standard. And they acknowledge it, and they don't bother us about our double standard about how we don't look bad when.
Because it's really different.
I'm not mad at that. Double standard. Y'all can have that. I'm really not.
That's
mad.
What I'm saying.
I'm not like, fighting on that. You can have that. You can keep that in your column.
Like rappers been cool with that. Like, rappers always. I love my girls. By like rappers been promoting that culture.
Right.
See,
right.
If you told me Young Thug was bisexual,
I would believe it.
I would believe that.
Hell yeah.
I just
think
dude being a troll,
But I wouldn't be shocked, though.
I think everybody kind of wants it to happen who's asking about that at this point, but I don't know.
He's the most, like, androgynous dude.
Right, exactly.
So I wouldn't be shocked. See, I don't think Kanye is gay. I think Kanye is just soft when it comes to women, but he loves women.
I think it's just a fucked up ass world.
I mean, because
like you got the people who you think might be gay and they ain't gay.
I think Diddy's open minded though. I would say.
I do feel like Diddy might be doing some open shit.
Yeah, I think Diddy's open.
He just see a big ass freak. Like I really
now let's talk about this. Can you wife somebody who been there?
Why and where?
You mean like
been that's a, been in a threesome or with a girl?
Yes.
Exactly.
It's a question. It's a question.
Why do guys love that?
Okay,
but you know, I've met a guy that really did not like that.
Was no. But for real, like
to me, no.
If your girl, like, not even saying Jamie, I'm gonna take Jamie out of it. I'm just saying, like, your girl, flat out, was like, yeah, I was messing with a girl for 2 years, not no fling, but 2 years. You got sorry.
Because would you be insecure that she would leave you for a girl?
I wouldn't. I'm saying I'd be cool with that. I'm not saying I'd be cool with her leaving. I'm saying I'm cool with her messing with a girlfriend.
No,
that don't bother me.
I think I always said to myself, you get your wild oats out before you get married because you don't really want your wife and the mother of your kids doing wild shit.
But I think I kind of
understand when we go back to the Kim Kardashian thing. I think deep down inside that bothers Kanye because at the end of the day, you never really get past it.
And everybody know what type of person they are and what they can take and what they can't take.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're wrong if you can't take that or if you can. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like if you get something that's too good one time and you got to let that go because she's a stripper, you just got to let it go. You know what I'm saying?
You don't cry in the car.
You got to let that go because that's crack. That's like crack. You know what I'm saying? Like crack ain't always crack ain't good.
I think who you marry is very key because I mean, look, there are some people that can look past your past or who you were. I ain't one of them. I'm petty. Fuck it.
That
ain't gonna happen with me.
I can't stand it. It's like
that ain't gonna happen with me.
That's gonna come up.
Because I'm
still laying in the back of your mind. Like,
I've had friends.
Was she with that nigga?
Yeah.
Or was she with the girl?
She was
with somebody.
I mean,
one of them.
That's a playing argument.
We're in a wild industry, right?
At some point,
you gotta deactivate yourself from part of what this industry is. You got to deactivate yourself from it, or you'll get lost.
Is that really I don't like nobody that I know who has been like she been with that's somebody I know. I'm not a hoe. That's different. That's different.
No, why is it a hoe that they've been with somebody you know? They might not know you know.
Man, fuck all that.
My cipher, no.
I take that back.
You know everybody. Like,
nah, I'm sorry. If we click super good on a personal level, like, that's my girl, and she been with a girl I don't know that been in Kansas, I don't give a fuck.
Look, the Ray J, if the Ray J song was about my significant other, I'm not going to the booth. Let's get to 16.
No,
I'm going to your house.
Okay,
man.
It's
a different world.
You're from a different generation, though.
It's kind of different because we kind of the last age of people that's like really not all the way documented, but everybody up under us kind of on film.
Yeah.
See that red light to get your ass in trouble.
They don't feel
no,
and
so
then y'all
like
not
this.
Used to fighting. Y'all just
pulling out guns. What if it's a woman that you click with like a motherfucker? What if you clicked with her like a motherfucker, but she's been with women all her life, but she clicked with you?
If she been with women all her life, I'm not going. I'm not gonna marry her.
Why not? Because why?
I mean,
because
I don't know.
She trying something with you. She been with women
she
all
like
her life.
You. She been gay for years.
Hold on, I'll answer this.
I'm straight for 1 year.
I'm going after the gay. She gonna ride me for like 10 joints before I put a ring on her finger. Just so I know.
And you know,
damn,
I done messed with some lesbian chicks, and they just said they need it every 6 months.
Every 6 months. If it's that, then cool.
And some of them like every 3 months or whatever. But they on their rotation, so it's like
that shit crazy.
Yeah, it's like okay, I need the real every 6 months, so I need the real like every 3 months.
I know somebody like that. She's a full blown lesbian. I love her, but she got a girlfriend, they live together, kids with her girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
But she be goddamn.
She need that real in 6 months. She needed it.
So she bi.
She's bi, but she does not want to marry a man. She wants to be with a woman. She lives with a woman. She had a kid with a woman.
She don't want to deal with you outside of it. You're literally there for that.
You're an appointment.
You're an appointment. Let me go and get this off. Yeah.
In fact, you know what? It's kind of a new day on that front because we're not so used to being treated as such that we kind of feel used. But you know what though? It's like
speak for yourself. Thing.
No, for real, for real. All right. Act like nobody gets back. Like what Thurman's talking about.
Motherfuckers
We can bring out some stories from the early days.
I come for the era. Use me. Move on with allies. Anybody gotta get
fuck out of here.
Yeah, but a girl taught you that though.
Exactly.
The first time you got hurt. Yeah, you don't remember. You told me the story.
My mama taught me a lot of stuff. My mama was a player from Brooklyn, from the Himalayas. So don't get caught up in none of this shit.
Everybody don't start out 99 overall. Right. Everybody enjoy not the wounds.
I mean, right. Like, come on now.
Learn as you go along.
That crack is
real,
that crack. Hey, that crack is that crack.
Exactly. I do like everybody get caught.
But I will say this though: if you go full, full on the gay for you, then you got gay in you. So I'm gonna say Miss Pooh.
But no, he made a valid point earlier. No, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. Boogie made a valid point earlier. He said, you know, you just haven't met another person or been with another person that has made you feel the way that she did.
Wait, so you say that was she was so far. Not even say so far to one, but she upped it.
Right, because I've always said I would never talk to girls again.
Yeah.
But like he said.
That's a wall.
My point is, if a dude goes gay for a year, deep down inside, you either bisexual or you gay. To me, if a woman is willing to deal with another woman for the powder, a year is a long time.
Yeah.
So that shows that you have that you will be cool with it. I'm not mad at Miss Poole, but I'm saying you would not be mad if that's how your life ended up. You cool.
But see, I'm not.
So you still like
the dick. Damn right. I can't be with no girl. I think maybe that's what I'd be saying. Like, it's not that I would never be with one again. It's just that I cannot end up with one.
So it's like chicks listening to this right now on a plot. They like, yeah. You say what?
But now, see, it's got to be, like, literally a connection. Because I literally stumbled across that shit. It wasn't planned. So like, I was just playing with her. Like, I was literally just playing with her.
So a connection would be, like, you would, you, like I said, a connection would make it real for you and you cool.
But real talk, man. What they call them? The Bushums. They be very territorial, dog. Because they come over here like, hey, bruh. Hey, bro, I don't know what you on, but this my gal.
That's like Jamaican, man.
This my gal right here. I'm like, man, I'm just like straight up. Like, I don't even know what you here for,
that's
dog.
That's why I don't like them types.
Hey, bro, I don't know what you here for.
I'm here for the same thing you here for. I bought the donuts. That's what you talking about. I'm here for the same thing you here for.
And they be too hard, and that's the shit that turned me off. Like,
you talking about me?
That's not your role. I'm not a man.
Nope, they work out for that very moment.
Right.
They work out for that one.
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Conflict with a nigga.
What you here for? I mean, I'm just saying, though. That's my gig.
What if you get knocked out by a lesbian and it's on film?
It's on film. Like,
how you gonna explain that to your son?
Come on, dog.
Hey, I wouldn't want to explain that to my son yet. So she caught me with a right. Yo, that's
call me.
Like,
caught me with a right.
Yo.
Then you can't call it man strength no more.
Damn.
She got man strength.
No, you can't really even fight her, though. She's not a woman.
But that's what I'm saying. That's one thing that's whack.
Well, like, my mama didn't talk to me. What my mama didn't taught me is she swing on you and she hits you and it felt like a nigga hit you. That's fair game. From that point on, she got man strength.
Not according to the law. So it's kind of like you kind of got to take that L, right?
I don't like that shit. Don't be acting like no dude, man. Don't be coming out the house wearing no goddamn bra. Don't be doing that shit. Man,
Snoop would fight you.
Because put their phones on in the goddamn concert.
So I'm saying,
I got female cousins that'll knock you out, dog. Like, knock dudes out on the regular.
Young
M.A.
knocks you out first. What do you say? I
mean,
see my point? I can't explain that to Cole. Daddy, why you on YouTube get knocked out by Young M.A.?
I mean, I'd be like, you see him?
You sleep.
You see him?
You sleep.
You see him?
I don't know what to say to him. I'm going to say she caught me with a left son. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Yeah, it becomes the facts.
I mean, so.
I told you not to be watching this stuff.
So we scrubbed that. How does get on the net again?
But then again.
Where you see that?
I'm just saying.
By then, honestly, they might look at like butches as like men.
No, you're not a man. You're a woman.
Just because they know how to fix cars, they'll make them.
You're in the eyes of the law. You're a woman. In the eyes of the law, if I hit you back, I hit a woman. That's how it's going to go down. In the eyes of the law. The law is going to be like, it's still a woman. We talking about, like, I just thought about when he said it, I was like, yo, that's wild. Because if a Young M.A. who's butchy or Snoop knocks me out, that's more embarrassing than getting knocked out by another dude. Because like a dude knocking me out is one thing.
Young M.A. got the pants.
A chick knocks me out? Yo, how do I explain that, son?
Just pull a gun on me, dog. Just so I can get going. I can just leave.
Damn, not a gun.
I can just leave, dog. There ain't no excuses.
Then
I can just go about my business. You know what I'm saying? But don't swing on me, dog. Just because you know how to fix the garbage disposal. you know how to line this plumbing up.
Damn. But see, that's what's wrong with you motherfuckers now. These women know how to do more than y'all motherfuckers know how to do.
Nah, don't say y'all, because that's these kids not being raised right. That's all that is.
What are you talking about, Willis? What do you mean, what y'all know how to do? You are like all over the map right now.
Nah, because she's talking about little boys who ain't had nobody in their life to teach them.
This must be the current guy. Now we need a Chuck.
But seriously, you have women who are lesbians, full core, butch, whatever, and they want to be guys and they want to stand up and do guy shit, but guys don't even do guy shit.
Okay, double standard again, because I know some dudes out there that can kill, I mean, just like get up, I mean, do her better than a woman.
Fuck all of that. See, that shit be killing me.
Got quiet
no,
for a
but no, yeah. What irritates me is that the guys that are gay, they get more praise because they're gay, but really their talents ain't shit.
Oh, so you
wow,
said
they whack.
You said it's affirmative action.
You know, I didn't know what to say because Miss Pooh got a card to say, I'm Miss Pooh and I do her. So, I do her, not hair.
No, her.
I do her.
Her.
Yeah, I do her.
I'm a cosmetologist.
And so, right. So, she's a license or whatever, you know. Yeah. So, when I brought up that, I know that hit her. So, she like,
that's why he said the shit. But no, for real, like.
The affirmative action.
Yes! Seriously. No, seriously.
So, you guys, ain't no dudes can do her.
I'm not saying that they can't do her because I actually know one that can do her. But on a makeup, on a hair.
Straight or gay?
He gay. But on a makeup her, I mean a makeup and her thing, like a lot of bitches flock to guys that are gay because it's like a fucking thing. They don't got the fucking sauce. Like they not really doing it how you think they doing it.
What's that thing to do again? It's like, what's the word? What's it? It's a word for that.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a combo thing.
I'm not hating on the gay. No, literally.
When it comes to her profession, yes.
It sounds like it to me.
Yes, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean,
I don't give a damn. Call it what you want to. It's just, okay, we're artists, right? And as an artist, you think your art is beautiful, right? Whatever you do, it can be ugly as fuck to the next person. But if it's beautiful to you, that's fine. But on a professional level, bitches will flock to a homosexual, and I have nothing against homosexuals, before they flock to somebody else, like a woman who might even be their friends or whatever, because homosexuals get this credit. And that's where shit is starting to turn, because people are jumping on this bandwagon because they think they're better.
Okay, so there are so you're saying there are some who deserve the credit, but there are some people who you feel like mixtape rappers.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. I mean, that could go for people that are straight or whatever.
But she said
you know?
She knew one. Only one.
But I'm saying, this is gonna hit home for a lot of motherfuckers. It might not even be just homosexuality. It could be popularity. Motherfuckers go to somebody because they're popular. That doesn't mean that
that's
they're good.
Yeah, that's IG.
I get that.
That doesn't mean that they're fucking good.
IG has done a lot for that community.
Yes.
Not just, I mean, just hair and makeup and hair and all.
Yeah, it's on a different level. It's music, it's whatever.
$100,000 off Instagram off hair.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it's like, you okay?
Okay.
I have no clue where we're at right now.
We still talking about the,
This is freaky.
Goddamn.
Right.
LBGT. The legit.
I think we brought up too much of the gay feelings for you. I think you gonna call up girl like.
Yeah, she gonna hit up.
I ain't gonna call her. She'll be alright. Trust me.
Girl, is that you? I've been thinking about you so much. I've been listening to you on the radio. Oh, how you been?
You blowing up now. You blowing up.
She pretty hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gonna get it nice. Poo ready.
Nah, I ain't gonna get it. She's cool. Like we literally still talk. Like
so
we
you
cool.
So you saw her right now. She gave you that look.
Not that look.
Yeah, I wouldn't, cause I don't go back
and
to the old shit.
I'm
just like that.
You hear that? When you signify, testify, you go back to the old shit.
She said she don't go back.
She's trying to set herself up for failure. Just keep it real.
No, I literally don't.
Just keep it real.
Like because I'm a firm believer in if I want you, I will have you.
I like
Oh God. Here we fucking go. I'm just saying I wouldn't be by myself. I would have you. So with that being said,
She focused right now. She
I'm focused as hell. I ain't got time. I feel like if I can talk to you, if I can call you and come touch you, that's good enough for
me.
Come
touch you.
I'm just saying that's just how I feel.
I'll take that Timmy Turner.
I ain't gonna waste my time thinking what if I wanted you.
Are we good tonight? Anything else we need to
I just want to know why you took Kanye off your wall, dog.
That's the whole goddamn blank space.
Why is there an if the space where the Kanye plaque was at. I'm just trying to figure it out. In the brick cave.
Let me be clear.
You took Kanye down.
John Legend chilling. He's probably
right.
Jay chilling. Jay is chilling. Legend is chilling. Come on, dog.
Okay.
I'm killing him.
Kanye came down because he said fuck radio. And I took that shit to say, you fucking my industry. So, you know, we at least gotta let you know I didn't feel where's that. It doesn't mean we gonna hate Kanye forever. But
you just mad but, right now.
No, where, not mad.
Where's
but
the picture? Here's
what I'm gonna say. Like
right, where you put
when you was seriously this how you felt, so you said fuck radio. But radio also just helped you get a number one record off of Father Stretch Your Hand, which was not really hot. But wow. We roll with you because we believe in you. And that then you turn around and said fuck us, yo, you gotta come off the wall for a while. Don't mean you ain't gonna never go back up. But for right now, you gotta be where you at. Go get your mind right, get your situation right.
And if I say F radio, effing.
You're in radio.
Why I'm just saying, if I got mad one day because I had to walk from one side of the parking lot to the next, and I was like, F radio, would I get fired? That's all I'm saying. You basically fired him. Dang, I'm going to get fired for saying F radio.
Where's the picture at?
Okay, because if I said, if we did a whole podcast on saying fuck the radio, the record industry, and fuck record labels, and airing out some of the negatives, then I respect record people to feel the same way about us. Because then you can't turn around and ask them for fucking tickets and shit. Yo, where my record at? I get that. So what I'm basically saying is, man, I understand he may have certain feelings about shit, but we in radio, and that includes you, Thurl, Miss Poole.
Well, I didn't feel like he was talking to me. I'm sorry.
All have helped make him.
I was in Puerto Rico when he said Puerto Rico 3 Day.
You know what I'm saying?
And jumped on the tables and did what now? Play my record?
No, what I'm saying is radio got you to where you are to be the so-called AKA
rap.
He's
banned in Puerto Rico. Right. I'll give you my number, fam.
Right, wasn't
No, I feel what you said.
They won't give me a chance.
So radio gave you a chance and look what you got out of it. I think that what we have to say is
he was talking about his radio at home.
I don't think radio is going to hate Kanye West forever.
His physical
but for right now, Kanye's off the wall. But right now, Kanye just
where's the picture
at? My take on Kanye is, man, just period in any profession, walk of life. Nobody likes somebody who cries about the rules when they're not in their favor, but doesn't cry when those
Donald
same rules
Trump.
Are not in their
favor. Exactly, man. You know exactly. Saying? I feel you on that. I'm 100 like with you on that. For real.
Any walk of life. Nobody likes a person like that. So, Kanye, chill out, man. Like, for real. You're mad at Drake. You're mad because Drake outsmarted you in the game.
He feels like he's.
And hey, you know, I agree. But you know what? It's Tom Brady.
You gotta
motherfucking shut your job.
Tom Brady has all the God given ability that Manning has. That nigga wins a lot.
You gotta get focused, man.
That nigga win a whole lot.
We've been waiting on the Kanye album. We've been waiting on it.
Shit's trash.
Kanye should have sent some of the Drake 3 albums ago, man.
Well, I just hope Kanye gets better, and I hope when he does get better that he comes out with better music.
As a human being,
Kid Cudi in on rehab, man.
In 2016, I can understand.
Everybody's in fucking rehab right now.
They need to be, dog. Look, legalizing weed
anywhere. I think everybody that's a Kanye fan.
Getting out of hand.
Let's just say this real. Because anybody that's a Kanye fan listening to this, or if you work at Def Jam,
or Denny's.
All right.
Well, let's not go there.
Nobody's going to be mad at Kanye forever. We understand Kanye is Kanye, and it's an argument between family. But what you said deserved the reaction, and the reaction you got was if radio dropped a record, so fucking be it. That's what you deserve. Doesn't mean that you out the Kanye business or you don't love Kanye, but you just can't say wild shit and think nobody's
like
going to respond.
Like, real talk, you want to talk shit?
Period.
Okay.
All right,
that's cool.
Shit, but
that's
then here's the reaction to it, and then we can have a conversation to smooth the moment. I can't, if I went and just called out record label people, and that's because I had a problem. And then turn around and ask them for tickets for some shit. I expect them to say,
no, hell no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you had your nerd to talk shit.
Okay, real talk. And plus notice, we had a problem with a record guy that worked at Atlantic. And it got worked out. But for a minute, we was out of business. It just had to have it be. For that minute, it was like, yo, we ain't never going to get right. It got right.
Because the industry is bigger than one record.
There you go. And so Kanye.
Or one action.
So Kanye, what he did on Saturday deserved the reaction he got. Now we see where it got him. Let him go get himself well. And we'll move the fuck on. He's off the wall.
That's what's up.
Well, man. I just want to say a toast to laughs, a toast to friends, and a toast to Brick.
And that's our time. I appreciate y'all for tuning in.
All right.
Effie Shot.